Episode 1308, Anxious for Nothing.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Whoop, whoop, sound the alarm. Happy day. It is Friday, and you made it through the week. Yes, give yourself a huge hug. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and we're not going to be anxious for nothing. No way, we're not letting anything stop us, no matter what is in your path today or tomorrow. God's got you in his hands. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as the seasons change, new beginnings are on the horizon, and that gives opportunity for fear, anxiety, and chaos to harbor your mind. Be anxious for nothing and live with joy. Your circumstances and seasons do not define your outlook on life, or at least they should not. You're probably saying, oh, well, you haven't been living my life yet. Well, you haven't been living mine, right? It goes two ways. However, we just kind of settle in with anxiety. We get real comfortable with fear, and sometimes we actually like the drama. Bring on more chaos. As the wind begins to change direction, so your mind must stay fixed on the truth. The school year is about to begin. You might be working on some new projects in your life. Don't be overwhelmed by the earthly chaos. We went shopping. Who doesn't like to go shopping? But the difference is, it was my youngest, G-Man. I knew we needed to get a few odds and ends before the school year starts. And also, our oldest son is coming for the weekend and next week. And we're so excited. His internship is over. Yes. Well, maybe he's probably more excited than we are. But we get to see him. And he hasn't seen our new home yet. Only pictures. And so it's just going to be a crazy, awesome family reunion. We're going to have the entire family together. And you know me as a mom, I am just like bubbling over and filling my heart with joy. I'm so excited. So I needed to get some things done before life got crazy this weekend, because the last thing I want to be doing is standing in line buying things when I've got all my babies under one roof. So I drag my youngest. Come on, G-Man, you're going shopping with me. We had to get those last minute things. And we were finally done. I think we went to 5 different places. I don't know. I lost track of it. But he called his dad. He was like, do you need anything else at Walmart? Do you need anything else at Target? This is the last stop, Dad. Don't ask her to go again. And so by the time we were at the last store, we were just walking, and kind of all of a sudden, out of the blue, he begins to question me about the new stuff. You know, oh gosh, Mom, you know, we've got school coming up, and man, I'm looking at 3 days now, and I just don't know. And I tried to calm him a little bit. I said, you know what, sweetheart? I said, the cool thing is remember when we went to go pick up your tablet for school and we went to go pick up your schedule for school? I said, do you remember meeting all the people from last year? They came and found you. I said, how cool is it to walk into school and to be known? You're not going to a new school. You get to go back and what? Expand on a blessing that God has already given you. And I really tried to just kind of tame it down a little bit, because I don't know if you remember, he had a bit of a transition problem when it came to changing schools. And we thought he's the outgoing one. He's going to be all over it. And he was the one who was like crying every single night and every single morning. And I thought for sure, I was like, Lord, this is not working. This was not what I had planned. This is not his personality. What are we going to do? And so immediately, right, I was trying to calm him down. I wanted to remove him from the thoughts that he had already begun to harbor in his mind. And he said this, Mom, you know how God prepares a way and he has a plan for our lives? How do I know what he wants me to do? And I stopped. And there were lots of crickets. Okay, there weren't crickets. There were just cars passing by. And it was really hot. And I thought, whoa, deep subject, last store shopping. Wasn't ready for this bomb to drop. You know how they kind of catch you off guard? And I thought, okay, Lord, you've got to be my words. Now, that all happened within like 10 seconds, okay? But it seemed like an eternity. And you could hear it in his voice. The more he talked, the more anxious he became. You know, he's got 5 years until high school graduation. It's not like he's going out into the workforce tomorrow. So why are we talking about what you need to do when you grow up? Now, granted, we were talking about some of his dreams and YouTubing. And yes, mom has somewhat of an influence on that when it comes to being an entrepreneur. And he enjoys seeing that. He enjoys seeing the freedom that it gives our family lifestyle, me being able to stay home and all of it. And he likes it. And he's like, well, if I can do this. But then he goes, but mom, what if it isn't right for me? Because I really want to go into filmmaking. I want to do some other things. And what if my YouTube thing takes off, but I want to do something else? And so we kind of just started throwing out ideas and everything. As the wind begins to change direction, so your mind must stay fixed on the truth. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Powerful words. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing. Wouldn't it be nice if we didn't have to be anxious for anything? You know, maybe you've got some projects coming up. You know, you're trying to get back on track because summer, well, you're not on track, right? Everything's kind of a free for all. We don't really have a schedule. And now it's like, oh, we got to buckle down. It was funny as we were going from place to place shopping, I would have conversations with the workers, whether it was the customer service person behind the counter ringing us up or whether it was a stock gal, you know, filling up the shelves or organizing things because so many people came in and were just like kind of crazy and, you know, and needed organization. One thing that remained true throughout all the conversations is no one really likes change. Change kind of gives you an anxiety. You know, you get heart palpitations. You get hot under the collar. And when we don't know how to prepare for change, we become anxious. Yet God reminds us, as Paul wrote, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. So my conversation continued with my G-man after I was done freaking out for those 10 seconds. And I told him simply, I said, sweetheart, you got to talk to God. And he goes, Mom, I do. But how do I know that it's him talking to me? And I thought, wow, powerful question. I'm like, really? We're on the last store. I wasn't prepared for this. But I love it too at the same time because I'm like, oh my gosh, you're seeing his growth and personal development in your own child, which that's what I pray my children, that it's a gift that I give them, is that they're thinking bigger and beyond what just they see with their eyes, and that their faith plays a very important part. But it's making me stumble. I was like, okay, God, I'm going to be tripping all over my words. What am I supposed to do? And I just thought, no, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. And I said, you know, Grayson, when you talk to him, listen, when you talk to him, you'll begin to know his voice. And I said, it will become so clear that what you think you might, you know, should be doing in life, you know, like, oh man, I need to be doing all this YouTube stuff and I'm so successful and whatnot. We were making up scenarios, having fun with it. But, you know, let's just say he was, you know, the big wig on the block. But if that's not really what he wanted, I said, God's going to tell you in different ways. Maybe that'll be something that you can have on the side and all those earnings go to countries to build schools. So children your age growing up, obviously you'll be older, but they can actually go to school and learn like you. And he just kind of smiled. He goes, but how do I know, Mom? And I said, you got to pray, listen, and watch. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Pray, listen, and watch. You got to cut out the busyness in your life for a moment, and you got to pray without ceasing. Number one, include God in your daily life. I cannot at all pound in my head, in your head, in my children's head, how important God is in our daily life, in our daily walk. You know, I interviewed Miss Robin Bertram, and she was a hoot. I just love her to death. And we talked, and this was on Wednesday. I chatted with her, and her episode just went live yesterday. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to episode 1307, you want to go listen to it, Hidden Treasures. It is a great one. She just wears her heart on her sleeve, and I love it. And in our talking, you know, I was like, you know, God wants to be there when we're in Walmart picking out our meat. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? But he wants to be a part of that. Now, maybe you're not going to be standing there out loud as you're looking at the meat going, okay, God, which would you like me to pick? Okay, that might be a little strange. Now, I wouldn't think it was totally strange. Somebody else might. But he wants to be there in your daily walk, in your life. Don't call on him only during the tough times. Be grateful in the tough and the joyful times. That's why it says in Philippians 4, verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So all of that, right, is saying what? Pray without ceasing. Humbly come before God with a grateful heart and ask. Now, should we always ask and say, Lord, I really need this? Because what? Does he give us everything we really want? No. So that's why it goes to number two. Listen and discern God's desires versus your wants. That's what I had to remind my little G-man. I said, when the time comes, doors will open. And I said, others will close. But you have to listen and discern God's desires versus your wants. When we get so trapped in the busyness of life, come on, give me an amen for football. I love my football. And guess what? It's football season. Yes, that I know. That means more stories about football. I'm sorry, but it's a great sport. Okay. For those who love it, it's a great sport. But with football practice, with volleyball practice, with track, or maybe you don't have track now. Maybe it's cross country right now. Wherever you are in your child's season, maybe it's cheerleading, competitive dance. All these things that fill up our time. Where did you give an hour to God? Think about that. Listen and discern. When we keep moving so fast, we forget that God is present. Listen to that again. When we are moving so fast, we forget that God is present. It happens to me. Come on. I have the five kiddos, and not all of them are under every single roof of this house, right? At the same time, not anymore. However, I get texts, I get phone calls. I can be in the middle of something. I'm like, really? Now my older ones who are not living under the roof, Kaylin and Devin, they'll sit there and text me or call me and they'll be like, oh no, maybe she's in an interview right now and I probably just messed her up. I'm like, no, it's okay. I really try to remember to mute my phone when I'm doing things like that. Do not disturb unless if it's an emergency. And if you do it three times, they know it's going to break through. So we have code things as to how they can get a hold of mom. But we have to escape the busyness so we can listen and discern. So we've got number one, pray without ceasing. Number two, listen and discern. And number three, watch with an open mind and heart. The crazy thing is we want answers. But the answers we want are our wants. Think about that. So if we really want what God wants for us, we have to watch with an open mind and open heart. That means we have to see doors close and watch other ones open further. So we know where to continue to walk. Because if we really want something out of our life for us, and we're kind of being like really selfish about it, we can keep banging on a brick wall over and over again. We can get those sledgehammers out and eventually we might get through. And that's the free will part, isn't it? It catches us. It trips us up. My little G-man said, "Yeah, Mom, what is that thing called when you kind of want what you want? And, you know, wouldn't it just be nice if God would just like tell me right now, like write a card to me and say, this is what you are going to do when you grow up, Grayson?" And I said, "Sweetheart, it's not that easy." He goes, "Yeah, we have something called that free something." And I said, "Free will?" He goes, "Yeah, kind of gets in the way." And I said, "Yes, it does." But that's because we're not willing to pray, listen, and watch. It's about being still with God. Be anxious for nothing. Don't make assumptions before anything happens. Watch with an open mind and heart. You see, when you are searching for what God wants for you, be willing to hear God with no contingencies. You know, we bought a house recently. Yeah, I kind of remember that crazy long move. When we bought the house, we still had to sell our other house. Maybe you bought a house and you put in the contract contingencies. Well, in order to buy this house, we need to sell our house. Or if we're going to buy this house, we want you to pay for closing costs or to pay a percentage or whatever the contingencies are, meaning that if you do not fulfill this, then this is not going to happen. We do it with God. We put contingencies on God. Who are we to put contingencies on God? Nobody. Be willing to hear God with no contingencies. Let God do the heavy lifting. You don't have to do it alone. Maybe you're one who is just, you're carrying this burden. It's weighing heavy on your heart. And you just can't seem to put it all together. It's just not working. And you've tried different things. I want to come beside you. I have a free gift for you. It's a complimentary coaching call with me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. We will get you scheduled for a time that we can talk specifically about your circumstances and what you can do to begin to apply them in your life so you know better to pray, listen, and watch. It's not easy. I know it because I walk that road and I've walked that road, both past and present. It's a daily decision to stay really focused and honing in on God and not letting everything of the world consume you. I know, I get it. So click on that link, take aim in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you. You know, when you are working through circumstances, struggles, when you're trying to dilute pain and hurt in your heart, I want you to remember this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There is hope for you. You are not walking your life's journey alone. You may feel like it at times, and I get that, but I promise you, if you will stop and be still, be anxious for nothing, call on God, you will never walk alone. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have an absolutely fabulous weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.